the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash facilitated communication with Batya, a 21-year-old woman with CP, July 1st, 2007. This is a time of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, not just the history of it, meaning the past as a commemoration, but a mourning that we are not yet zocher to the rebuilding of the home of Hashem, the dwelling amongst us of the Shekhinah. Can you imagine what it was like when the Beis HaMikdash stood? Do you realize what we are missing? When there was the Beis HaMikdash and the Shekhinah was in Yerushalayim, there was such clarity, such beauty, such divine understanding. All were influenced by the presence of Hashem amongst us. The Kohen Gadol was able to answer our predicaments. The status of every Jew was clear. No one doubted where he came from. We knew where we were at all times on the ladder of Avodas Hashem. If we sinned, there was a way to be forgiven. When Yom Kippur was over, we really felt like Malachim, because we knew that our tshuva was accepted. It was so clear. The music from the Beis HaMikdash reverberated in all of Yerushalayim. No need for the sounds that are called music today. It was ethereal. It rose to heaven with beautiful kavanas, taking along with it prayers, our praises, our worshipping love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was music. We only think of the fire and shiver in fear and expect that to inspire us to proper mourning. That is what the kinnus is all about. But I say, if we really knew what we lost, we would be crying bitter tears in longing for that beautiful time again. We must either be zocher for the redemption, or Hashem will bring the redemption in the set time. We could bring it earlier if we would just unite and scream together to Hashem as an Am Echad that we want it now. But those thoughts, as of now, are a dream that have yet to be realized.